He wants some attention to the chairman and things of that sort. I haven't had him here for him to make his thoughts known and everything else directly to the chairman, and vice versa. I do substantive work. Oftentimes I do get action on some of the former NFC papers. They're kind of at the margin of the major problems and things of that sort. I have been assigned to several of those, and there I act strictly as an NFC member.
Now, you do office over here.
That's correct, at EOB.
Now, of what does your office consist?
Myself and one clerical type. Robinson initially had a girl, and then that didn't seem to work out too well because of the problem of getting home late at night. And,
you were there?
She had done it to me. She had done it something of that sort. So shortly after, no, it wasn't shortly. It was last November, I guess. She had not worked out well, so he decided to go to an agent. And that was what the first had been assigned.
A year ago, last November?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
30 months, something like that. Sure.
And were you in the drum chief operation at that time?
I had been, yes. I had, 1st of January of 71. I went on down, I had one of the days.
How are you?
Yeah, something of that sort, or find how things going on the panel, the answer. happened or what have
you. Dave indicated that this fellow actually had some home problems. Were you aware of that?
It came to my attention about a month or so ago, about the time when he had his formal request for a transfer to duty. And when I got that, we sat down and had a long talk. And I said, all right, just let me wait for about a week or so before I take any formal action on this. You think about this thing a little bit. If you still wish to formally request it, I will do so. But at that time, my initial feeling was that I just couldn't spare him at this time until I'd done the job a little bit longer. I felt that I would have to recommend that his request not be approved.
What did he want to do?
Well, to be assigned to some of the duties that had less demanding hours.
I see.
He indicated that he's having problems at home with his family. He'd get up in the morning and leave before he had a chance to see his children. He'd be getting home at night. And
that they were born in India, too.
Yeah. His wife doesn't drive, and they just moved to a military house in his bowling field. And so when they wanted to take the children to the family dentist over in Arlington, that was a major problem. And with his schedule, he couldn't get time off to drive her over there. When she had to go to the commissary or things of that sort, I mean, he wasn't there to help. And so Saturdays, I mean, it was hard to put the, you know, take care of all these things. So there had been a great deal of discussion. And apparently his wife had indicated that she was going to take the children and go home to her family on the West Coast or something like that. So he tried to, you know, liberalize the schedule a little bit. I previously had another man cleared for duty here on the staff, White House, on the basis that we needed somebody in case Radley was sick, or we gave him leave or something of that sort. So we generally familiar with the operation here to come on over and sit there, rather than I bring somebody who would have been cleared for duty.
Now, you've gone through this procedure in getting that man.
Yes, some months ago.
Yeah. And who is he?
Chief Sessom. Chief Young.
Sessom?
S-E-S-S-O-M-S. Sessom.
Well,
we tried to just liberalize the schedule where Raj would have a morning off when his wife had, you know, domestic things.
Did that satisfy him?
It seemed to, and when I took formal action on it and forwarded with my comments and recommended that not be approved at this time, but perhaps 6 months in the future, he seemed to be fairly relieved. He said, okay, well, really, you know, I've kept faith with my wife. She's going to ask me to get a change. At least now I can tell her that I have. Show her the copy of it that you've recommended disapproval. And I think this will put a cap on.
So he was not nursing a grievance.
Outwardly, no. And he felt that, okay, this was the time of that, right?
In retrospect, do you think he was? Would that account for any of his conduct?
After I had formally recommended disapproval on his request, it went up through the chain, over the viewers, and nowadays, I mean, all these things are looked at in the bureau rather than said locally. And the formal, looking at the time sequence on the new record, you know, I sent my report to the bureau where they had reported my position, and I was late, a day late, you know, couldn't transfer him this time, and no job available, et cetera. That may have had some impact on him.
Although, when you recommended against his proposal, you must have known that the file was passed.
I mean, if I were not to support his request, that would be also needed. It's only 1 million chance, you know, that that would be overturned.
One of the other fellows that works in the office, they got on the thing a bit about his wife, and I said, do you think he was that disappointed? And it's the exact same thing. He was relieved, anyway, and that he said, no, I can go home and tell my wife I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it was more that, and the other thing that goes into this, John, is the fact that even when he did get the time off, he would go to work and wake up.
Well, this is something that disturbed me. Over Thanksgiving, he had asked for 4 days of leave, And I did find things were always really quiet, everything else. And he was supposed to be going up to Philadelphia to spend the time with some old friends of theirs, of their former Marine who's now out, married a gal, I guess, that they've obviously known. So I did find I proved it and everything else. And again, the chief testament was supposed to have picked up his part of the job Friday, if anything was going on. I had to come on over here. So Friday morning, when I came into the office, I was surprised to see Chuck there. I said, Chuck, what the hell are you doing? He said, oh, well, decided not to take the lead. But the people came down from Philadelphia, and they're saying, what's up? About 3 days later, chief testament came in and said, am I still going to tell you that, you know, after you approve this leadership and everything else? And this really wasn't the case. I found out that Chuck has a part-time job, and he had planned to work all that weekend, I guess Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and get overtime on it. But apparently the chief embraced him with this. The chief had, as the senior petty officer, approved his request and everything. And as a consequence, Chuck decided to withdraw his request. But I was a little bit provoked because, you know, I'd already made these other arrangements to go ahead and try and liberalize his time and give him time off and meet every, you know, request the time off that we had because I was aware of the family situation. Well, it disappointed me a little bit. It didn't fit very well. You know, we don't like to be taken on something of that sort.
Well, now, aside from those two men, then, you as the liaison officer have no other staff.
That's correct. I do not.
And, or do you have staff over at the
town? No. Bradford and I have been kind of a portable team.
All right.
So let's get over there in the morning. I go through my Pentagon things, everything else, and the two of you jump in the car from over here, open up the office. And at the end of the day, we go back over to the Pentagon. And
you're the taxi squad.
Yes,
indeed.
And Robinson, your job, when you were put up for this, I know Robinson wanted to get out and get to the interior job, and he had been in it for a while. But is it generally considered a good assignment in the Navy?
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's very much in demand. It's supposed to be the finest job for flag officer.
Career enhancing.
Yes, sir.
And your academy are you?
That's correct, yes.
And I think you had a good deal of PPE.
Yes, sir. I'm a destroyer officer.
Well, let me get back to Redford. Now, your job is to keep both ends of your conduit informed
of what is going on
at the other end.
At the other end.
Okay. And his job, I take it, is to develop in writing anything that you feel has to be transmitted.
When I dictate or hand draft or anything else, he's the guy that writes for me, maintains my files. I have a set of files over here from the executive office building, and then he gives out for hopefully that's about it. And if you approve or hand draft or anything else, a quick legal or something, I'm just going to try to do it. I have a set of files over on the other side. Knocking on the drag outside, personal officials, and all that. I did that.